Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The formula here for the Mets to save their season is simple. Win some series. I mean, you could even simplify it even more. Win more games than you lose over the next 3-4 weeks. Start to climb the ladder in the National League standings in the wild card. And then have Steve Cohen and Billy Epler make the decision to go buy some bullpen arms. However it is that you're going to do that. Taking on bad money, getting bullpen arms. Obviously, you're not going to give up prospects. That's a non-starter, and it would have been regardless. But if the Mets can go on a little bit of a run, now it's a big if. We have seen nothing to indicate that they would go on a run. But the reality is, even as bad as the Mets have been, we know how much talent the team has. We've seen glimpses of the Mets showing some signs before. And the reality is they are right now, even as awful as they've been all year long, they are 8.5 games back of the third wild card spot in the National League. 8.5 games is not an insurmountable deficit. And then you say, okay, well, how about the teams in front of them? Well, look at the teams in front of them. Padres, they're no good. Pirates, they're no good. Cubs, they're no good. Brewers, eh. Phillies, eh. I mean, it starts to get more difficult as you climb up the rankings, but you know the Mets have three teams in front of them that are just as bad as they are. They just happen to be a little bit better right now record-wise, but they're just as bad. So if they climb up over those three teams over the next couple of weeks, it starts to become more realistic to where you could get yourself to within 5 games, let's say, of a wild card spot. Then it becomes, you know, it's a possibility. And then maybe they add a bullpen, and then maybe from there, they could start to make a little more headway. Chris is calling from Ohio. What's up, Chris?
What's up, man? How are you?
How are you, Chris?
Not too bad. Listen, I'm just like to know, I'm a native New Yorker. I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens, Long Island. Let me tell you, being a Mets fan is probably one of the hardest things I had to do leaving New York, okay? And I've been all over the nation. It's just how my life has turned out, okay? Bro, I don't know how you feel about what Cohen said, but I didn't come out there. He might as well not have talked. I didn't hear anything that I wanted to hear. Okay,
what'd you want to hear? Start with that.
Let me tell you, I wanted him pissed. I wanted him upset, extremely upset. He didn't seem like a Mets fan to me. He didn't seem like you and I are right now. Extremely aggravated at what is going on in front of us.
Let me ask you though, Chris. Do you think he's happy? Do you think he's upset right now? What do you think he's feeling right now with this team?
Look, it ain't about what he's feeling. It's about what he's shown.
Well, but,
and I'm not seeing any passion.
But you have to understand, he's not you. He's not me. He's not.
Right.
He may be a Mets fan, and by the way, he's an owner, so he wants them to win maybe more than we do, but he shows it in different ways. As an owner of the team, you can't be irrational and passionate.
Right.
Right, exactly. You can't be that's for us, Chris. We're the fans. We're the ones who got to be irrational and, you know, say things that we don't really mean and, you know, be out of control at times. That's what
we
do.
Did you come out with him having a plan, though? Did it sound like a rational plan to you?
It did.
It really did it to me.
Well, in regards to what, this year or the future?
The future. Well, see, I'm talking up to see. I guess at the moment right now, what is he doing to calm us down? We, like, as far as
nothing
is concerned.
They're not doing anything to calm us down right now. And do you know why? Because they can't. There's nothing. See, this is why Steve Cohen, and this is why I love him. He did everything in his power to build this team into a winning team. They have not performed. It is on the players.
True.
He said that. So what can he do right now? Unfortunately, Chris, he can't do anything right now. You can't buy more players. Nobody's trading anybody, and the Mets can't make that decision anyway at this point the way that they've gone. So what can he do? You want him to fire somebody because that'll show anger.
I'm not sure if I want him to fire somebody.
Okay,
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, maybe not you.
What I'm saying is the passion that I hear from him, it seems like he's just kind of like, well, you know, this is the way it's going to be. And it's like, this is – dude, listen, I'm going to tell you, as a Mets fan, this is what really upsets me, okay? Growing up, I was 2 years old when last time they won the World Series. Mm. 2 years old, bro. So we're right there on the same time.
Right.
What I've seen in our lives, bro, I've seen us spend a lot of money, okay, on over-the-hill players. Players that are too old, that were amazing, amazing. And look, I am the first person to be excited that we got them. But this is the same pattern, and it's supposed to be the new Mets. The new Mets. This is supposed to be who we are from now on. This is our league. And I was just as excited as you. I was shouting, Mary Buckman, just the same way. Same way, bro. I'm right here with you. I'm by myself in Ohio. There ain't no other Mets fans here. I'm the only one. All of a sudden, Reds fans are popping up. But I'm on my own here by myself. And I'm letting them know the moves we're doing, the form we have, things that are happening. And then it's the same. The exact same. And I'm not hearing him saying this. What you and I are feeling.
Well, he said, though, and Chris, I respect it, and I love your passion, and I appreciate you listening and taking the time to call. I get what you want. You have to understand that for him, it's not the best way to operate. It would make us feel better, maybe to hear him with a different tone, but the reality is you have to trust that he is just as angry and frustrated and upset as we are. He just shows it in different ways because he has to. He can't go out there and undress Billy Epler and Buck Showalter verbally. He can't pick on his players and say it's just unacceptable. And he has said it's bad and it can't happen. Or I think terrible, the word is he was using. Yeah, it's terrible. This is one of the most, if not the most disappointing season in the history of a franchise that is littered with disappointing seasons. However, you've got the right owner. It's different because there's a way out. Steve Cohen is building this thing the right way. So to answer your question, did I come away thinking that he has a plan? Yes, I did. The plan remains the same. Build this organization the right way from the bottom up. Invest in the minor leagues. Invest in player development. Invest in any way that you can to get an edge and to help your team perform at a high level. Now, while he's doing that, reconfiguring, restructuring the entire landscape of the organization from the ground up, while he's doing that, he's trying to build a winner as well at the major league level by spending money because that's the only thing they can do right now. And it didn't work this year. It worked last year to a certain extent, hasn't worked this year. And we'll see where they're at in 4 or 5 weeks, and then he's going to reassess. And if they don't go on a run before then, he may sell off some pieces. And then it's going to be a very important offseason. And look, maybe the Mets can't get out of this rut in the next 2 years. Maybe they just have to continue to draft and develop and wait for that to play out. But I know this. Steve Cohen is going to do everything he possibly can to put a winning team on that field. Things may change where he's not going to spend as much based on what happened this year, proving that spending the most money doesn't mean having a good team. Maybe he gets a little scared off to a certain extent, but he will always be in on the best players. He will always be in on spending big if he believes it's going to make the team better. And I think that's all we could ask for. Let us yell and scream. Let him be level-headed and disciplined and make smart decisions for the betterment of the organization.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.